This is a taped interview of John Leon Caldwell of Bowery Branch, Georgia, on July 11, 1993, born 320-44 in Suwanee, Tennessee. John, if you will, just describe the area where you grew up as a child, what you remember from your childhood.
I was born in Suwanee, Tennessee. My mother's name was Clara Caldwell, and my daddy's name was William Thomas Caldwell, and I had one brother, older brother. He was George Caldwell. Suwanee, Tennessee is located on the Cumberland Plateau, 50 miles west of Chattanooga, which is now, it's off of Interstate 24, or 6441. This was a poor country, mostly farm country. We raised all of our own meat, the hogs and everything, and we had cows that we milked, and we drank the milk. It was just, Mama would, she'd milk the cows, and we'd put it on in the ice box, and the ice man would come around, and he would bring a block of ice about twice a week, and we'd put the milk on the ice, and then we'd drink the sweet milk, and then Mama would churn milk. She had a churn. She would churn it and make buttermilk and butter.
How far away were you from, like, town?
From any big town, it was about 22 miles to Winchester. We had a couple little country stores that were just small stores. They were real small. They had all the essentials that we needed, dry goods and everything. And my daddy, when I was about 2 years old, my daddy, he drove a truck, a rolling store, they called it. And he would travel around us through the community, and he would sell dry goods, and he had everything in the truck that people needed, the essentials. And also my daddy farmed, and he did this part-time. Our house, daddy built the house that we lived in. It was built out of this rough oak wood. It was just a little old three-room house at that time. And I remember during the winter that before Daddy got the house finished, it snowed one night, and the snow came in on our bed. It was real, real cold. We burnt wood. We heated with wood, and Mama cooked with wood. And we'd have to, when I was a kid, we'd have to get out, and we'd have to cut wood, split wood, and haul it. My brother and I, of course. And we also, like I say, Daddy farmed, and we'd get out, and I plowed a mule when I was about 10 years old. I learned how to plow a mule. And I'd plow a mule and plow the corn. And Mama chopped the corn, and Daddy chopped the corn. And Daddy always worked a public job, too.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to go to school?
Yes, when I started school, we had a school. The school was about a mile and a half from the house. And we walked through the woods and go to school. It was a two-room schoolhouse. And they had two big old pot-bellied wood stoves in there, and had two teachers. One of them taught Miss Rebecca Henley. She taught the first through the fourth grade, and Miss Bess Anderson taught the fourth through the eighth grade. And we didn't have a cafeteria. We took our lunch in a little brown paper bag, and we had a little well pump outside where we pumped the water we'd take turns pumping the water. Had outdoor bathrooms for the girls and the boys. And recreation. We played ball, and we played hide and seek and games like that. And before winter time would come, during the winter, we'd go down, and you start getting cold, we'd go down, and all the girls and boys would go down in the woods, and they'd collect up little limbs and everything for the kindling for the stove, to keep the stove hot.
Do you remember when... Or did you get electricity where you lived
before
you left home?
We did not have electricity till we got electricity in about the early 50s is when we got electricity. They run TVA, mm-hmm. on the electric lines of the house. We had kerosene lamps until then, and we had a battery radio. Daddy won the battery radio one Christmas. He took a chance and won a battery radio and a bag and a basket of fruit. And I still have the battery radio.
Yeah.
So, but it was. And for recreation, we had a little, what we call the Otter Falls down below the house. We'd go down and we'd jump off a little old cliff like, and we'd swim in the falls. And we climb trees and ride the trees over for recreation.
So what year did you graduate from high school?
I graduated from high school in 1963, May of 63.
And when did you get married?
I got married in October of 63. Mm-hmm. October 26, 1963. At this time I was in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm. And you enlisted yourself?
When I was a senior in high school in March of 63, I enlisted into the Marine Corps Reserve on the 90-day buddy plan for another senior that was in high school with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then in May of 63, I went to Nashville, Tennessee, and was sworn into the regular Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I rode a train. My buddy and I rode a train to Caboose to Atlanta, Georgia. And then we boarded a trailway bus in the Paris Islands after that.
Mm-hmm. And when you were growing up and in high school, do you remember Elvis and all that big
the early 54 or 55, Elvis got real popular, and the kids on the playground, I remember the first song that come out with Elvis was "That's All Right Mama," and then "Elvis, You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog," and the kids on the, you know, they would get out and they'd sing that. And of course Memphis wasn't that far away from Montego, and everybody had a good, my daddy had a good friend that drove a truck with Elvis.
Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of first-hand information.
Right.
Then.
That's right.
So did he go in the Army? Let's see. He would have already been out of the Army by the time you were out of high school.
Right.
Well, tell me a little bit then about your training for Vietnam and once you enlisted in the Army.
When I went to Paris Island, of course I was 19 years old and I got to Paris Island, and we got to Paris Island about 4 o'clock in the morning, and this big colored guy stepped on the bus, and the bus was full of people. He told us to get off and stand at attention, because this was receiving bags. And I remember the first night there, boy, I really wanted to go home. I kind of wanted my mama. I was still a little young boy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But we started out training at Paris Island. It was a lot of mental and physical training, a whole lot of physical training, and a lot of running.
What was a typical day? I mean, what time did you have to get up?
We got up every morning about 5, and we would run for about 2 miles, then we'd go to chow. Then we'd come back and we'd clean up the barracks and get everything. I mean, had to be spotless. We'd get it cleaned up. Then we'd go out for the obstacle course. We'd run an obstacle course, which consists of climbing a rope, walking logs. Then we would go out and we would do exercises for about an hour and 15 minutes. By that time, it was lunch time. We'd come back. We go to lunch, then we go to regular classes on the M14 rifle, 45 pistol, and then we go back and we march some more.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get ready to go to bed probably about 8 o'clock at night. We start getting ready to go to bed.
Probably ready for bed, weren't you?
Right. And we'd make sure all of our boots were shined, the brass was shined, everything was shined up perfect. Also in the mornings when we got up, we had to make up the racks and everything, and they had to be, you could drop a quarter on the quarter of bounce on the blanket. This also, about three-fourths of the way through boot camp, we went to the rifle range. You had to qualify with the M14 rifle, and you had to fire the required number, and you had to hit the target. If you did not qualify, you did not get a badge. You had an expert rifleman. You had 3 different badges they would give you. Depends on how you fired the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
We come back from the rifle range, then the last part of the training, then we had drill competition and obstacle course competition. Our platoon did not do real good on the rifle range. In fact, I did qualify, and several of us qualified, but we was the sergeant platoon on the rifle range. when we came back, we thought we started boot camp all over again. We put the mattress covers overhead, and we marched through the barracks
and played
silly games. Mm-hmm. And our drill instructors, we had three drill instructors, and they told us that we would win the drill competition and the obstacle course competition. And we did.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that your platoon didn't do well with the rifle, or you had some city boys, or...
Well, we had a bunch of city boys, and we had a bunch of, the majority of the boys in there were just reserve Marines. They were not regular Marines.
Mm-hmm.
There were only five of us that were regular Marines in this outfit. And these boys just, all they wanted to do was get through and go home, because mm-hmm. they knew they wasn't probably going to combat ever, and they were just reserves.
And what year was this?
This was in 1963. But at this time, Vietnam was really not, all we had in Vietnam was advisors, and Vietnam was really not, they weren't looking at it to get really escalated.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a worry at that time that you would go to war?
Not really. I didn't. But in the Marine Corps, they teach us that every Marine is a rifleman. Of course, I had went in on the aviation guarantee. And I was going to work on fixed wing aircraft or helicopters. I knew that if I graduated, finished my schooling in Memphis after I got out of boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
From Parris Island, I left and went up to Jacksonville, North Carolina, where we had infantry training. And up there, it was like being in combat. You went on night patrols, and you had night compass marches. You fired what they call the John Wayne course. You went through, and there would be targets would pop up, and we'd shoot the targets. And then we had other courses. We had to cross black gorges. We'd walk ropes across, and we got up about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we would go all day. We would fire rockets and mortar. We'd shoot mortars. We'd have online firing at night with all kind of weapons, Browning automatics, M1s.
Did you have any idea at that time that the United States was getting you ready to go to Vietnam, or did you think it was just part of regular training?
This was just part of the regular training. I had no idea that we were getting ready to go to Vietnam. Two of the other things up here at this camp up here, we had two nights. We had a night and a day, what we call an infiltration course. We had to crawl under live machine gun fire, firing overhead, and TNT charges going off the side of us. We crawled this in the daytime, and then we crawled it at nighttime. And we had to crawl under barbed wire, concertina wire. And this course, we knew that the only way you'd get killed, you would have to raise up at least on your knees to get killed. And because the machine guns were fixed for a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there had been a couple guys that got killed on these infiltration courses, but we had no one to get killed, no one to get hurt.
By that time, had you kind of gotten over your anxiety or your fear?
Yes, by this time, I was kind of proud of what I was doing, and I kind of felt, it made me feel proud of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I stayed up here at Camp Geiger. This was right close to Camp June. I stayed up there for 6 weeks. 5 weeks, excuse me. 5 weeks. 1 week was on, I was on mess duty. I left Camp Geiger and I went to, I went home on leave for 15 days back to Swinney, Tennessee. And that's when my wife and I got married on October 26th, 1962. And I left there and I reported into Memphis, Tennessee for aviation structure mechanics school,
mm-hmm.
which consisted, I went to aviation remediation school. That taught us how to jump out of airplanes, how to survive in water. And then I went on into structure mechanics school, which taught welding and all kind of body repair and hydraulics on helicopters and fixed wing aircraft.
So you had to grow up fast,
right?
Once you left home, right?
Yeah, sure did. And then I stayed in Memphis till, when did we leave Memphis? Memphis in March of 64, and I went back to New River Air Facility, which is next to Camp Lejeune, and I reported in to Marine Medium Helicopter Squadron HMM 265. They had UH-34 helicopters this time, but they were fixing to get CH-46 helicopters. And I knew at that time that they had Vietnam had escalated more, and any time I could probably go to Vietnam.